The first reading, we hear about the just man who is found without fault, and we are told that he didn't turn aside after gain or put his trust in money or in treasures, and he's been tested by gold but didn't give in, all these different things. And we recognize then, exactly what we heard in the Alleluia verse, that blessed is the man who endures temptations. We don't like that. We wish the temptations would go away. We wish they would just stop. After all, if I'm tempted, I might sin, so I don't want to be tempted. But why then do we hear that these people are blessed? It's because temptation is the only way that we can grow in virtue. If you're not being tempted, there's no way that you can grow. So it's the same thing we've talked about many times. You can be lying in bed in the morning and you can think to yourself, boy, am I doing well today or what? I haven't gotten upset with anybody, haven't been impatient, I haven't thought any bad thoughts. The alarm will go off in a minute here and I'll have to get up, but at this point at least I'm doing really well. Yeah. And so then we have to get up and deal with all the temptations that are going to face us so that we can grow in patience, so that we can grow in meekness, so that we can grow in charity, and so on. All those different things. Then we have to deal with all these other kinds of temptations. Those sorts of things we can pretty easily see. But the ones that we hear about, the money and the treasures and all these different things, that's a different kind. And it's perhaps more difficult for us, because it's hard for us to justify, even though we are really good at it, it's kind of hard for us to justify why it was okay for me to be impatient or why it was okay for me to be angry or uncharitable. But we sure find lots of ways of justifying why it's perfectly okay for me to keep padding my bank account, adding more things to all the things that I've got. I have to have this. I can't live without it. This is a necessity. All these things. And well, I mean, it would fit perfectly with everything that I've got. So I, no problem getting it. I don't have any clothes that are that color. I have three closets full, but not that one, so I need to have that. Whatever it is, we find all kinds of ways of justifying these things. That's what we want to be careful of, no matter what it is. We find all kinds of things that we can be tempted by. And we don't even recognize that it's a temptation sometimes, because it just seems like a good and normal thing. We have to really ask ourselves, is it? Well, if keeping up with the Joneses is what's important, that's what's good and normal, well, then I guess these things are all good and normal. If trying to be more impressive than your next door neighbor, well, then I guess these things are good and normal. But that's not what it's about. And so we always have to be looking and asking ourselves, is this what the Lord would want from me? Is this going to somehow help me to glorify Him more by having whatever it is? The things themselves generally are not going to be a problem. That again is where some of the issue comes. If obviously it was some disgusting, gross thing, we would say, no, I'm not having that in my house. That's despicable. But there are good things. And I know people whose house, I mean, for heaven's sake, you go into their house and it looks like Leaflet Missile Company. I mean, they've got, it's all religious stuff. It's all good stuff. But I mean, you can't pack anything else in there. And the problem is it's all good. And it is. Too much of a good thing, however, isn't necessarily a good thing. And just because it's good doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to be what's best. So again, we just need to be very, very careful about these things, which is why we need to pray for detachment, because otherwise we do get very much attached. And we do find ways of justifying our way around just about anything. So the people that are declared to be blessed are the ones who have faced some of these temptations, and they've said no to them. They could have done all of these things, but they didn't. Maybe at one time in their life they did. You look at somebody like a St. Francis of Assisi, who certainly is known for his poverty. He didn't grow up that way, but he became that way. So there were times sometimes when these people had given in to some of the worldliness, and then they changed. And there are a number of saints that you can look at and see that way. There are others that lived a simple life, but even that simplicity, they recognized maybe they could do even better. So it depends on your state in life as well. So you have to be very careful. I suspect that, you know, if your spouse isn't on the same page as you, if you went home today and hired a U-Haul truck and cleaned out your house, your spouse might not be too happy with you. And so, again, be cautious. So I'm not saying just throw everything out in your driveway and put a sign up that says free, you know, but it might not be a bad idea either. Depends on what's there. Depends on how much is there. Depends on what do we really need. That's what we really need to look at. Because as long as something isn't evil, we tend to think it's okay. Well, it's okay in the sense that it's not evil. It may be neutral, it may even be good. But that doesn't mean that we need it. So that's the part that we have to look at. Are we really living simplicity? Are we really living in a way that is glorifying God? Are we facing some of these temptations and saying no to them? Again, you have to know your own personality to be able to know where the areas where you're going to be tempted, because somebody else isn't going to be tempted that way. So it depends entirely on your circumstances and your personality. And the amazing thing is that even people who are living total simplicity or total poverty, they're still going to be tempted with different things. So it doesn't go away just because we get rid of some stuff. In fact, the amazing thing is we can have a garage sale and get rid of a bunch of trash. And then we look at it and go, wow, look at all this space that I have to buy more stuff and fill it all back up. And it's like, really? What did we just do? Well, we got rid of the stuff I didn't want anymore. It's out of date. Didn't look cool anymore. Now I got some new stuff. So now I'm back with the Joneses. Like, yeah, okay. Let's look at this within our own lives. What is it that we're doing? What is it that we really need? What is it that's getting in the way? All those kinds of things. Because we're only going to grow by facing the temptations. And your temptations, like I said, are maybe different from the temptations of the person sitting next to you. So you have to know your own personality. You have to see what God is doing in your life, because it's going to be different from what he's doing in somebody else's life. But all of us, the rule is the same. We're going to be tempted. And we have to be able to learn how to overcome those temptations and be able to rise above them, to do it God's way. That's the part that's important. We've got the worldly way down pat. That isn't going to take a whole lot of effort. But what really should come naturally to us and doesn't is doing it God's way. So maybe now that's what needs to come supernaturally to us. We need to bring it to prayer. We need to work it through. We need to see what it is that God is asking. And then follow his lead. Because that's the only way that we're going to find the fulfillment that we're desiring. All that stuff doesn't fulfill anything. Only God does. So we want to turn to him, we want to seek him, we want to reject the junk that's going to lead us away from him, and be able to put our heart solely on him, so that we're not going to be tempted any longer by silver or gold or treasures, because we found the one treasure that means more than anything in the universe, and that is the Lord himself.